You are listening to the PubK Cyber Cafe, a bi-weekly podcast of news on the government response to cybersecurity threats and trends, including federal, state, and international laws and regulations, and cyber in the courtroom. Hello, welcome back to the Cyber Cafe. This is Bill Olfer for PubK Cyber. Every morning, we capture the latest news and opinion related to government cybersecurity efforts, and every 2 weeks on this podcast, we recap our top headlines. Cyber attacks sponsored by the Chinese government have infiltrated a Navy contractor's computers. Hackers stole sensitive information related to undersea warfare, including secret plans for a Navy project to develop a supersonic anti-ship missile for U.S. submarines. The information stolen was stored on the contractor's unclassified network despite being of a highly sensitive nature. Investigators are blaming the Chinese Ministry of State Security. The incident is one of many targeting defense contractors, and lawmakers are concerned that hackers are gaining insight into military capabilities by stealing and then piecing together small amounts of information from multiple sources. In a timely development, NIST has published a new publication on assessing security requirements for controlled unclassified information. SP 800-171A is intended to help organizations develop assessment plans and conduct efficient, effective, and cost-effective assessments of the CUI security requirements that are defined in SP 800-171, Protecting Controlled Unclassified Information in Non-Federal Systems and Organizations. The Defense Information Systems Agency may block military units with insecure systems from accessing the wider DoD network until they take steps to strengthen their security. Previously, the agency rushed to get everyone connected, but it now may be necessary to disconnect a compromised unit until problems are addressed. The Department of Commerce has reversed sanctions prohibiting Chinese telecom ZTE from buying U.S.-made software and hardware. Commerce levied the sanctions in March after ZTE failed to comply with an earlier settlement imposed amid allegations the firm was doing business with sanctioned countries. The ban would have prevented ZTE from buying Qualcomm computer chips and from using Google's Android operating system. ZTE will pay $1 billion in fines and allow U.S. enforcement officers inside the company to monitor its actions. This move is extremely unpopular on Capitol Hill. The Senate moved quickly to amend this year's National Defense Authorization Act to kill the deal. The House version did not include this amendment, which will have to be worked out during reconciliation. However, senators from both parties are adamant that the deal be stricken. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit ruled in favor of LabMD in its long-running lawsuit against the Federal Trade Commission. The case raised issues related to FTC's authority over cyber issues, but ultimately turned on the Commission's corrective, which the court concluded was too vague to be enforceable. Observers are conflicted about the impact of the ruling on FTC's authority over cyber matters and its commitment to enforcing data security requirements on covered entities. Some believe FTC is likely to take the rebuke to heart and dial down the requirements in its consent decrees, but others see no sign the commission will ease up on its enforcement actions, noting that the court agreed that FTC has the authority to regulate the data security practices of entities under its jurisdiction. Kaspersky Labs has asked the U.S. Court of Appeals to reverse a district court's dismissal of its case seeking to overturn the government's ban on its products. DHS banned agencies from using the lab's software, and last year's NDAA put the ban into law. In an emergency motion for expedited consideration, Kaspersky asked the court to act quickly because the ban is having a profound effect on its reputation and income. In the meantime, the government is moving forward to implement the ban further. A new interim rule has amended the FAR to extend the government-wide ban to contractors as well. The rule requires that all contracts and solicitations finalized after July 16 include language prohibiting the presence of Kaspersky products on contractor systems. Kaspersky is also in trouble in the EU. Lawmakers in the EU voted to ban computer equipment and security software from the firm, and Europol abruptly ended its partnership with Kaspersky. The company is challenging these actions and has pulled out of several initiatives until the decisions are reversed. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has signed bipartisan legislation establishing strict requirements for the disposal of personal information and for data breach notifications. Effective September 1st, the new law requires organizations to notify Colorado residents of any potential personal information exposure no later than 30 days after the discovery of a data breach. That 30-day notification window does not provide for any specific exemptions and is the shortest of any state. Oregon's amended data breach notification law has gone into effect. The law broadens the applicability of breach notification requirements, prohibits fees for security freezes and related services provided to consumers in the wake of a breach, and adds a specific notification timing requirement. Louisiana has also amended its data breach security notification law to expand the definition of personal information, to require notice to affected residents within 60 days, and to impose data security and destruction requirements on covered entities. This change is effective August 1st. The Chicago City Council is considering a new ordinance that would require companies to obtain prior opt-in consent from residents to use, disclose, or sell their personal information. It would also require companies to notify affected residents and the city in the event of a data breach and obtain prior consent to use geolocation data from mobile applications. Vietnam's parliament has approved a new cybersecurity law that contains data localization requirements, among other obligations. Technology companies doing business in the country will be required to operate a local office and store information about Vietnam-based users within the country. Companies also could face substantial penalties for failing to disclose information upon government request. Critics say the law will hurt the economy and further restrict freedom of expression. Belgium's parliament has published a draft law implementing the open clauses of the General Data Protection Regulation, which allowed EU member states to legislate additional and complementary rules. The French Constitutional Council has ruled that France's new data protection law that implements the GDPR is constitutionally valid. The law is expected to be promulgated shortly, making France one of the first few EU countries to update their laws to align with the GDPR. And that's the news for this week. For further reading on today's topics, you can find the links to our blog posts and original sources on the PubCase Cyber page where you listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the presentation. Join me again in 2 weeks for another recap of cybersecurity legal news in the Cyber Cafe.